Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of Global Gaming Business, and this week we feature an interview with Courtney Muller, the industry vice president and director of Global Gaming Expo, which will kick off on November 17th in Las Vegas. Global Gaming Expo launches during a trying time for the gaming industry. The bad economy worldwide and the credit crunch has put a damper on gaming expansion and reinvestment. Muller explains how G2E is addressing these issues and why gaming executives should take part in the conference and trade show. G2E has seen yet another increase in exhibit space, and attendance is expected to be level as last year. She spoke with me via phone from her Connecticut office in November. Courtney Muller, thanks for joining us on the Global Gaming Business Podcast. It's just 1 week to go here till G2E, and we're all getting excited. A lot of things are going to be happening there. But let's start by addressing the 800-pound gorilla in the room. We've got a slumping economy. What has been the impact on G2E 08, and what have you done to make sure the show addresses some of the issues of the bad economy?
Yeah, well, as you know, Roger, we've been dealing with a bad economy all year, and it's certainly gotten worse in the past couple of months, but we've known this was coming. So we've been looking at it all year and doing our best to address the issues. So first, let me say that truly and genuinely, there is no better or more important time to come together as an industry than in a bad economy. It's important that the industry come together to gain energy and ideas from each other, to learn from successes, learn from the failures of others in the industry. I will say I've seen in some other industry events I run that people going into the show are feeling not great, but coming out of the show, they feel really, really positive. Being around others that they work with, you know, reminds them of why they're in the industry. It energizes them, and it makes them realize that, you know, everything is not doom and gloom right now. So to address your question, the impact on G2E has been a complete and total focus on solutions-based ideas for the operators and industry professionals that are attending this year. As you know, you're going to see hundreds of new products on the show floor again. We've got exhibitors coming from 30 countries who will exhibit at G2E once again. We've worked hard on the conference program and have drawn our sessions this year to make sure that we're addressing how to thrive and how to survive in a down economy. Uh-huh. We've added a finance track to the conference that will address topics such as state of the markets and its impact on gaming, finding financing for mid-market companies, structuring deals, and other related topics. Another focus for us this year has been non-gaming. As you know, and the industry knows, a lot of revenues are being made on the non-gaming side of the business. So to address that this year, one of the things we've done is that we've put all non-gaming exhibitors in the north halls of the convention center. So what you're going to see there is a brand new retail pavilion. We call it the Retail Promenade, and it's including vendors offering products like jewelry, sundries, branded logo merchandise, some specialty and private label products. We also have our entertainment arena in the North Halls. This will be the third year that we've had an entertainment pavilion, but the first time that we're putting it together in the North Halls with our Retail Promenade and with F&B at G2E, which is coming back for the fifth year. As you probably know, we've got a wonderful entertainment stage that's going to be located right in the lobby this year of G2E. It was in the lobby last year, but this year we're not going to have any registration in the lobby, so the main event is going to be the entertainment stage. We're adding a lot of seating there, so it'll be a great way for people to sit down, relax, listen to a band, listen to a comedian while they're wandering through the show. In addition, in the North Hall, we've got our F&B demo stage. We've got three full days of events going on featuring Las Vegas chefs, chefs from outside Las Vegas, and one of the best events that draws the most men, to be honest, is our uniform fashion show. We've got two of them going on Wednesday, so I will encourage anyone and everyone to come check that out. We've got a number of Ultra Lounge properties who are providing their waitresses modeling their uniforms, which are quite spectacular, as you know.
Okay. You know, the G2E always has great keynote speakers. Last year, Frank DeFord, Dave Barry the year before that, just some really interesting things. But to tell you the truth, I was really not excited about this year's keynote speaker, Ron Insana from CNBC. But now that the economy is so bad, he seems like a real prescient choice. Why was he chosen? What do you think he will address?
Well, I think we have had success in the past past with these media personalities. And, you know, even with some of the lesser known ones, we do find that people are very interested in hearing what they have to say. We chose Ron and Sana for actually the reason you just mentioned, Roger. You know, when we were looking at this 8-10 months ago, we did know the economy was going to be an issue. We didn't know at the time it was going to be as big of an issue as it is now, but we did know it was going to be an issue. So we thought he was a good choice. Obviously, we knew the election would just have passed, and we thought he could address that. So we think he'll be talking about, you know, global economics, the financial markets, political policy. I think it's going to be a very, very timely discussion.
This year, the G2E has brought to one of the most interesting events that Reed Exhibitions and AGA have ever put on, Casino Design. It's always an interesting event. But this year, you've actually brought it right before G2E for the first time. What was the thinking behind that move, and what has the response been from the design community?
Well, as you know, Casino Design used to be a standalone event for a number of years, as well as part of an event we had called G2E Institute, which lasted for a couple of years and would take place usually in April. We heard from a number of our customers that it would actually be easier to attend if Casino Design became part of G2E. So we have done that this year. We've put it the day before the show opens on Monday. And in fact, we've gotten a tremendous response from the community. I think it will be the best attended Casino Design conference we'll ever have, which we're very excited about. We've given this part of the industry a bigger stage and a greater networking opportunity, and we're really looking forward to it. We will be honoring David Rockwell this year as our Sarno Lifetime Achievement Award winner, and that award will be given to him on Monday at the Convention Center, and we're expecting to draw some pretty large crowds for that.
Yeah, every year you bring something new to G2E, and I understand there's quite a few new things this year. Just give us a quick outline of some of the new things you're bringing in.
Well, first, we're welcoming everyone to the show, what we feel is in great style. We're holding this year's opening night reception at the nightclub Rain at the Palms, one of the most spectacular nightclubs in Vegas. So we're breaking with our tradition of poolside parties. Since the show is in November now, we have found that it's a little iffy to be outside, so we're doing it at a nightclub this year. We hope it'll be fantastic, and we hope to see everybody there. Once you arrive at the show on the following day, there are a number of new features that should not be missed, and one of them is the World Series of Poker tournaments. We have partnered with the World Series of Poker this year. There will be 5 tournaments going on throughout the 3 days of the show, 2 on Tuesday, 2 on Wednesday, and 1 on Thursday. About 130 very lucky attendees of G2E have signed up to play in these tournaments, and they will be playing alongside 4 World Series of Poker's winners. I will say their names now. Hopefully I will get the pronunciations right. Antonio the Magician Esfandiari will be there on Monday. David Williams will also be there on Monday. On Tuesday. On Wednesday, we'll have Scott Nguyen, and Jean-Robert Belande, who is a French man, I understand, that is not that well known, but could be really interesting to watch. And then Thursday, we've got Scott coming back to play in the last tournament. So really looking forward to that. We think it'll be a big draw for the left-hand side of the show floor, which is Hall C5. Another thing we're doing is we've got some new creature comforts at G2E for our attendees. The hall is no longer a smoking hall, so we have created an outdoor smoking lounge, which is outside the back of Hall C5. We've added some more food areas on the show floor. We'll have a gourmet cafe, again, in Hall C5, near where the World Series of Poker is. Up in Hall C2, where the security and surveillance pavilion is, we will have the Eye in the Sky Bar, an area where people can go get a drink, sit down, relax. And in addition, we'll have our comfort lounges around the show floor, which we've had in the past, and they've had very small seating areas. We've made the seating areas a little bit bigger this year, so that when you're wandering the floor, you should be able to find a place to sit pretty easily. We've heard from our attendees and exhibitors in the past that can sometimes be an issue, so we're trying to make it a little bit easier for people. But honestly, you know, the biggest thing at the show is really the exhibitors. A lot of our big guys come in with new booths every year, spectacular booths, and there will be so many new products at the show. I think just really walking through the booths is where you're going to see the most new things at G2E.
Well, let's talk about the conference for a while. That's always the one of the most popular parts of G2E. A lot of new information comes out of there. But every year we're talking about server-based gaming for at least the last 5 years. And it almost looks like we're on the brink now. Certainly MGM is bringing in server-based gaming to its City Center casino when that opens up next year. So what's new in the conference program that will allow attendees to learn more about this new technology?
Yeah, well, obviously server-based is a big issue now and has been for the last couple of years. I think there's been a lot of waiting and seeing on the part of the industry, but it seems like it's coming down hard now. So we worked really hard this year with our conference advisory board to carefully analyze the full scope and outlook for server-based gaming applications. As a result, we've developed 5 sessions to address the issue. The programming will cover everything from the introduction of server-based applications, the potential in the marketplace, the impact it'll have on operations, and the comparison to central determination systems. And then lastly, we'll look at the value that ultimately it will provide to the customers and the return on their investment.
Are there other issues that you're going to be bringing up at this conference?
There definitely are, and as I said earlier in the conversation, a lot of what we were doing this year was really focused on how to thrive in a tough economy. So some of the topics you'll see talk about generating additional revenue, effectively managing your P&L, budget cuts. We're also going to address, as we always do, international and developing markets. As I said before, again, the non-gaming sector, which has become very big now, retail, entertainment, F&B, all of those areas will be addressed at the event. And then, as I said before, also, we've obviously got the casino design event going on. That's new to G2E this year. And I'm sure we will be hearing in some of the sessions about the outcome of the election. There was some good news there for some states, and I think we'll be talking about that a little bit during the conference.
You mentioned that you moved the registration area out of the lobby there. How is I know there's some new things going on so you can get your badge much quicker than you normally could. Explain how you've changed that this year.
In the past, we've had our registration split into two areas. We had some people going to the central lobby to get their badge, others going to the North Hall. We've moved everything into the North Hall this year, and we've gone to Express Badge. So it's kind of the way that you're checking in at airports now. You know, you get a barcode ahead of time, you come in, you scan your code at one of the machines, and your badge will pop out. We needed a much larger area to accommodate this than we've had in the past, so we've actually practically taken an entire hall to accommodate our registration area. So it will be very quick, very easy for people to come in, scan their barcode, get their badge, and then get onto the show floor.
You know, I've been looking at your website throughout the year, and there's really a lot of changes on there, and it's really become something you almost have to visit every day. Explain why you think that's important and how you've changed it.
Yeah, ultimately, we would like to be providing enough information that people feel they would need to check it every day, 365 days a year. So one of the things that we've done is we introduced this year the G2E Online Education Center. It's right on the website. It gives gaming industry professionals an opportunity to expand their professional knowledge without attending a G2E conference and to be updated on some of the critical industry topics and trends. What we've done so far is we've rerun some of our top sessions that took place at G2E Asia. We will be rerunning some of the top sessions from G2E this year, and we are looking to create some original content in the future outside of what we're doing at the two events. So we do encourage people to continue to come to the website. This is free education for the industry, which is hard to find, so hopefully people will see value in that. Obviously, we're always, as we're heading into the show, really the 6 months leading into the show, we continue to update the website every day with new information on new exhibitors, on conference sessions, on speakers, on special events. There's a lot going on at the show, and it is all on the website. Pretty easy to navigate. We continue to try to make it as easy as possible. Obviously, if people have a problem, we want to hear from them, but we haven't heard that. So I think all of the information is there. It's easy to find and hopefully gives you a good snapshot of what the show will be.
Let's talk about G2E Asia for a second. Last year was the second one, but the first one was kind of a small introductory event. But last year, it was pretty much a full-blown event at the Venetian in Macau. Explain how that went and what are the plans for the 2009 version.
The event went really well. We were able to expand dramatically because of the convention facility at the Venetian, which is spectacular. I don't think I saw daylight for 5 days back. But the show went very well. We attracted about 8,000 professionals from around the world. And next year, we're excited for another great event. We're adding a couple of things. We're adding a casino design and decor pavilion to the show floor, as well as a fine wine and dining pavilion. We've already met with our conference advisory board, so we're furiously putting together topics for the conference. We're reaching out, you know, to all of the markets in Asia. There's a lot going on in the area. We want to address as much as we possibly can in the conference. We want to invite all of those people to attend the event. The economy's not as bad over there as it is here, so we're not anticipating as much of an effect on G2E Asia, but we'll see what the future brings.
Well, I think anybody who's interested in gaming development in that part of the world, that's a kind of a must-attend event right now.
Yeah, it really is. And I think also, I do think there's still a large curiosity factor, you know, for people who haven't been to Macau, wanting to use the show as an opportunity to see Macau, which is a great thing to do. One of the things we also do is we offer property tours, and there are a number of new properties that continue to open in Macau. So it's a good opportunity to see everything that's going on there.
One more question. Bottom line, why is it important for people to, in this difficult economy, to still attend G2E?
You know, Roger, I think it's more important than ever to attend G2E. It's more important than ever to figure out how to remain competitive, how to attract new customers, how to find new products. We're all facing similar challenges as industry professionals, and we can certainly learn from each other. And as I said before, you know, industries gain energy by being together. It's very uplifting to talk with people who are experiencing the same difficulties that you are and realizing that, you know, we are going to get through this and we're going to get through it together. Mm-hmm. So I hope that people will realize that and that they'll come out to the show. I think if they do, not only will they learn a lot and see a lot of new products, but they'll walk away feeling renewed energy, which we all need right now.
Absolutely. I think the getting together of all like-minded people in the gaming industry certainly you know, creates an energy, creates an excitement that can carry over well into the next year.
It definitely does. You know, and we've heard some people saying, oh, I hear the show's going to be down and I'm nervous. And what we say to those people is, you know, don't be nervous. If the show's down at all, it's going to be, you know, weeding out some of the tire kickers. The people who are coming to the show are there to do business.
Right.
So
absolutely.
When you get there, you know, I think people will be pleasantly surprised at the number of people that are there and the mindset of everyone who is there that, you know, we're here to do business, we're here to learn, and we're here to meet each other and talk about the industry. So look forward to seeing everyone there. I can't wait to get there myself.
Well, Courtney Miller, thanks for joining us. We're all excited about seeing you next week and seeing all the new products and services available in the gaming industry at G2E, and we hope to see everybody else.
Yep. Thanks so much, Roger.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the Global Gaming Business Podcast. If you want to learn more about this or any subject, visit our websites at ggvmagazine.com or casinoconnection.com. To stay in touch with the industry, subscribe to Global Gaming Business Weekly, the industry's only comprehensive electronic news magazine delivered to your desk every Monday morning. Download subscription forms at the Global Gaming Business website. For now, thanks for listening to the Global Gaming Business Podcast.